The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Sports Open Line on remote. We are at the Missouri Athletic Club for the Jack Buck Awards, which are taking place tonight. My name is Matt Pauley. We're going to have a number of St. Louis sports dignitaries making their way onto the program between now and 8 o'clock. And then at 8 o'clock, Tom Ackerman will take over as the master of ceremonies for tonight's event. And speaking of St. Louis sports dignitaries, we got one right now. He is the president of the St. Louis Sports Commission. He is Mark Schreiber. Big news earlier today. Mark, great to see you. How are you?
I am great, Matt. It's great to be at the MAC and wonderful to be with you and on KMOX. Thanks for having me.
What a cool event, and this just goes along with the uniqueness and really the coolness of the St. Louis sports culture.
Yeah, and uniqueness, I think, is the great word to use, and that's what we love to do. We're sort of at our best when we're adding depth and diversity to the local sports scene, and that's what you're getting with the U.S. Figure Skating Championships that we've been awarded and for January of 2026, and it's something very special for this region to be able to host that event.
Am I wrong in saying that a 13-month lead time is not a lot of time for an event like that?
You're exactly right. That is a short runway for us. I mean, gosh, you know, when we did the men's Final Four in 2005, we had 7 years to get ready for that. This is about as short as they come. That's not going to be easy, and we're going to need some help. But, you know, we're built for this. We're used to putting on major events, and so I've got all the confidence that we're going to pull it off and pull it off well.
Is that just how they do it? Is that the timeline, or is this a unique situation?
They've, I think, with their windows, have gotten shorter and shorter over time. I think part of their challenge, they have the World Championships that are being hosted in the United States in March, and I think that puts the timetable back a little bit for an event like Nationals. And so I think it's just one of those things that just kind of happened this way. They probably all prefer to be a little bit further out, but it's the way the process went, and you know, you deal with it, you make the most of it, and we'll be fine. I mean, if we had the event awarded 3 years ago, we'd probably be jumping in a year in advance anyway to really get going. So it's all good.
So it's going to occur pretty much right before a Winter Olympics. Is that
exactly
right?
Yeah, 4 weeks before the Olympics in Italy. So this is in essence the Olympic trials for figure skating. It's the last qualifying event. The U.S. team going to the Olympics will be named right here in St. Louis, right at the end of the event. So the stakes are high. And, you know, I said earlier today at the press conference, you know, we'd love to host Nationals any year. But to get it in an Olympic year, that's really tremendous.
Like my wife loves the figure skate. Most people, that's as of all the Winter Olympic events, that's, if it's not the highest rated on TV, it's one of the highest rated. And there's so much excitement about that leading into the Olympics. Like, I know when I tell my wife that this is coming to St. Louis, the first thing she's going to say is, we got to find a way to get there. We got to find a way to take our daughters, things like that. I mean, this is a really cool event at a perfect time.
That's what I love about this one. First, you're dealing with, you know, you could arguably say it is the most popular Winter Olympic sport. Hockey fans may argue with that, but I think just in terms of ratings, probably figure skating tops everything. And I love the mass appeal. It's just what you talked about with your wife wanting to go is, you know, and that's, you know, we've got the NCAA wrestling championships in 27. We've got like different audiences, right? Different demos, but that's great when you can reach across the board And again, the mass appeal of this event is really attractive to us and something to look forward to.
You mentioned the rest. I remember the first time I went to, because I was a high school wrestler, mm-hmm. and first one of the first times St. Louis ever hosted, I went, all of our wrestling team was able to get off school, and we came down here. It was the year that Brock Lesnar was at Minnesota, and he won the heavyweight championship here in St. Louis. And I always tell people, like, whether you are a amateur wrestling fan or not, that's a crazy thing to go watch and experience, and I'm so glad that's going to be coming back to St. Louis as well.
Yeah, it's the most passionate, loyal fan base, I think, of any event in any sport. Those fans are so dedicated to that event, and it's really cool because even if you don't have sort of a dog in the fight, they all care about college wrestling so much. And so, you know, you saw it firsthand, and, you know, a great year to see it. And we're thrilled to have that one coming back, especially because of the impact that it has on downtown.
It's so many different fans because so many universities are represented. Even if one kid from a college is coming in, the entire fan base for that school is there. That's one of the events that's walking around downtown St. Louis and seeing all the different universities represented is so cool.
Yeah, and we did a study once. The percentage of fans from out of town, it's over 90% that come in from outside of St. Louis to attend. And, you know, it's like you said, you could have one kid from a school, and that generates a huge fan base to come. And the interesting thing about wrestling, too, is, like, you'll see, like, Cornell will be going for a national championship, an individual national championship. Princeton's like these schools you never see typically in sort of, you know, the high profile team sports, but there they are having a chance to win a national championship.
We're talking with Mark Schreiber. He's the president of the St. Louis Sports Commission. At any given moment, how many proposals are you guys working on? Because I know you guys do a lot more than bring in events, but that's the thing that garners headlines.
Yeah, it's not like you have a bunch of bids in at once, but it's more how many are on the target list and what are you working toward. So, you know, we just got an RFP for the 2028 Olympic gymnastics trials, so we'll get working on that. You know, top of the list for us, though, is trying to get the Missouri-Illinois football game going again here in St. Louis, you know, so trying to work that. The NCAA Women's Volleyball Championship, that's the highest profile championship NCAA-wise we've yet to host. Next opportunity for that will be the fall of 2028, but we're laying the groundwork. We'll be traveling to Louisville for that event this weekend just to build relationships. And so even though there may not be, you know, there's probably only one bid in play at the moment, there's a bunch of things we're working at any given time. And on top of that, trying to get ready for the Hockey Frozen Four in April.
So if I look over and I see you talking with Eli Drinkwitz and Laird Veach, can I just assume that you're working that Missouri-Illinois angle in there?
That'd be perhaps a good assumption. Although they know, I don't need to go up them to them tonight. they're well aware of our interests. But yeah, we want to see that happen.
One of the probably most complicated things about all of this that people don't think of is basically holding venues dates, because if you put in a proposal for something, you got to tell the Enterprise Center, we got to have these dates available, and then you release the dates. Obviously, if you don't get it, you have it if you do, but there has to be a buy-in, not just from your staff and the St. Louis sports community, but these venues whose jobs it is to bring in events and make money and do those sort of things. I'm sure many times they're holding dates for you.
You make a great point, and it's one of those underappreciated points. And, you know, like Enterprise Center is outstanding about that. So such good partners, and they had to do that for figure skating, hold the dates. And now, you know, it's a week where the Blues have to be on the road, but they understand and believe in the importance of these and willing to do that. Same thing for the Dome. And one of the events we'd love to bring to St. Louis is the U.S. Olympic swimming trials. They were in Indianapolis at Lucas Oil Stadium. That's basically 6 weeks where you have to take the venue out of commission. So to your point, there's a lot that goes into that, whether you can actually shut down a venue for that long.
It's the logistics. I just got to think the logistical issues that hit your desk on a, I mean, I don't know if it's a daily basis, but pretty often, you've got a lot to work through.
Yeah, and you know, we're lucky that we have wonderful partners. We have a great staff that works on all this, and you know, that's part of the ball game is just dealing with that, and that's what we try to do.
I've got some bias to me here, but I don't think any city does big sporting events better than St. Louis. The support from a corporate standpoint, from a fan standpoint, what is it about the fabric of St. Louis that when you guys bring events in, you can have all the confidence in the world that they're going to be well supported?
This is just an excellent sports town. We all know that, I think, locally, but people outside of St. Louis realize that as well. And our fans step up, the business community steps up, as you said. And so there's sort of a track record of success. And I think the biggest thing is confidence and faith that St. Louis is going to come through. If you ask our partners at the NCAA or U.S. Figure Skating, I think they would tell you, you know, folks in St. Louis, it's a good group, mm-hmm. and we can count on them to do a great job.
Is it important, let's talk about NCAA events, is mm-hmm. it important for the relationship with the NCAA that you're not just going for basketball, that you are diversifying the different NCAA events that you bring in?
It's a really good question, and at times in their bid processes, I would say, yeah, we've had to shoot for or aim for some of the lower profile championships. I'm talking about like Division II wrestling. We even, this last bid cycle, we put in a bid for the Division II Sports Festival, the Spring Sports Festival, okay? You know, that's not, it's going to be a great event for St. Louis because it's going to bring a lot of people to town, but you know, you guys aren't going to be having me on doing an interview because we got the D2 Sports Festival. But part of why we do that, one, we've got great partners from a college institution standpoint, but also because that sets us up well. We're, okay, we'll take that on, and you know what? That may give us an edge to get Division I wrestling. So, yeah, that all gets put into the equation. And for us, though, you know, we still shoot high. We want those high-impact, high-value events, and that's why we talk about basketball and wrestling and women's volleyball. Hopefully we get the women's Final Four back here one day. And if we really want to shoot high, I'd love one day for the men's Final Four to come back here.
I think everybody would be in favor of that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Is the, again, going kind of the diversity of things, St. Louis in the area, you have major power schools with Missouri and Illinois just down the road. You have SLU, you have the Missouri Valley teams. Then we get into, you know, the various D2s and D3s that are in the area. Is it important to have all those things here because just in the NCAA is able to look at the market and see that you already have inroads in those various levels?
Yeah, and I'd say one of the most valuable things, it's the presence of like the Missouri Valley Conference. You talk about people having faith in rights holders having faith that you're going to be able to produce a good event. Like, the Valley is the pro when it comes to that with postseason basketball. So we're so fortunate. St. Louis U, again, great partner. And so we're really fortunate. It's not so much just the presence of the programs, you know, from a standpoint of community interest and so forth, but it's being able to tap into those partners and have those relationships that can help produce those events at a high level.
Let me finish you with this because you bring up Arch Madness. At that level of college basketball, we see a lot of leagues trying to figure it out, going to new cities, putting in new bids, maybe going to campus sites, like all those things. It's pretty special that that event is here, it is thriving, and it's going to be here for a while.
Yeah, of its peers, Valley, far and away, you know, greatest conference tournament. In you know, cool stat is second longest running tournament at one neutral site of any, next to the Big East. And that's a real tribute to the event that they put together and the community support that exists. So we're very lucky to have Arch Madness here in St. Louis.
Mark, great to get to know you a little bit. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Matt. Great to be with you.
That is Mark Schreiber. He is the president of the St. Louis Sports Commission. One more break. We'll come back, wrap up hour number one of the program. It's Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.